This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1227. Don't make multiple choice questions so hard.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
What are multiple choice questions on IELTS reading? Today, we share which questions are in order on the reading exam and strategies to help you score 9 like many Three Keys IELTS students.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Good afternoon, warm Arizona Aubrey. Arizona,
I know.
Aubrey.
Oh my gosh.
Is that a good nickname?
I like Arizona Aubrey. I'll take that. Except it's not really the alliteration because it's different vowel sounds, right?
I know.
My name would have to be Aubrey.
Aubrey. Arizona Aubrey. Or Arizona Aubrey.
Don't like either of those.
I am sure that listeners are loving this little conversation. Guys, we are going to talk about reading today. We have an excellent question because I have noticed that some reading episodes we've done lately have really been loved around the world. Tons and tons of downloads. And that tells us that you guys are really curious about IELTS reading. So we have some very clear answers about what questions are in order and not in order. Vital exam knowledge if you're going to finish on time. But we want to tell you something first. Something magical is happening this Friday.
I know, this is exciting. Guys, it's Black Friday. This is our biggest savings of the year here at All Ears English. You don't want to miss out. We like to be a little secretive about what we offer on Black Friday, so you have to make sure that you get on the list to find out when it's available. Go to allearsenglish.com/Black Friday so that you will be the first to know, because it's only available for one day.
24 hours, East Coast time, midnight to midnight. I can tell you guys that the bundle last year was amazing. Save 30% on these two courses. But guys, this year, it's even bigger. And not only do you get more stuff this year, you save 40% on everything. Like, this deal is crazy, you guys. I'm so excited. I'm the one that's going to email you. I'll tell you that right now. So sign up allearsenglish.com/Black Friday, and I will tell you as soon as this Make Time for English bundle goes on sale. Like Aubrey said, it's only on Friday. That's it. One day.
I know. So fun. Let's dive into this, you guys. Just like Jessica said, we know you, of course, are very interested in IELTS reading. How do you get the highest score you can? And I was thinking about this while you were talking about that, Jessica. For you listeners out there, if you love an episode, the best way to make sure we make more episodes on that topic is share it, right? Share it with friends. They share it with friends. The more downloads there are, we see that. We notice that. And that helps us decide what we're going to share here at IELTS Energy. So that's a great way to help influence what we share here on the podcast.
And make sure that you're following IELTS Energy. And if you have a minute, leave us a review, guys, because that also really helps more people find the podcast. All right. So Black Friday is out of the way. Asking you to share, that's out of the way. All of our messages are done. Now it's time to put on our IELTS teaching/examining hats and talk about reading. So, Aubrey, can you share the question from a student, please?
Yeah, so this is one of our Three Keys students. She left this in our Facebook group, Julia. Hey, out there from Brazil. She said, hi, teachers. I have a question. In lesson two, she's talking about the computer-delivered Three Keys IELTS course, the reading module. She said, you said multiple choice questions are in order, but in the example above, left Europe and did not have a country, so this is one of the answer options on this question, shows up before another answer option. Why? Right? Oh, such a good question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an awesome question. Let's define a couple terms first. So multiple choice. Let's start here. What is multiple choice?
Yeah, so you've likely taken these before. If you've ever had a class that had an exam, very common, where you have a question that has four options and one of those options is correct. That's a multiple choice question.
That's the most common question type of like any exam
for ever.
Any subject, right? Yes. And multiple choice. I think I might have invented this name because I haven't heard other people say it. But this is what I call this special IELTS question type that is not on every exam. That's where it looks like a multiple choice question, but there are more than four answer options, and you have to choose two or more answers. Okay, so like a typical multiple choice is like, here's three possible answers, here's four possible answers, choose one. That's what we're used to. But IELTS likes to make it tricky. So they'll have like six or eight possible answers and they'll ask you to choose two. So that's the first term. That's what we mean by multiple choice. Now, we also have to be clear on what part is the question and what part are the answer options, right?
Exactly, right? And so the first thing to keep in mind, just like Jessica was saying, they will be very clear about how many options you need to choose. It might be two, it might be three, but it will say right in the directions, choose two answers or mm-hmm. choose three answers. And you do want to read that because it can be different, right? For these multiple choice questions, read the instructions carefully, make sure you know how many answers you're looking for. But the good news is IELTS makes it very clear. It's right there in the instructions, totally. Right above the question. So you will know, don't be stressed about how do I know? How will I know if there are two or three answers?
So we, in Three Keys IELTS, we split all the reading questions up into two groups, right? There are questions that are found in order in the passage, right? So the answer for question one will be in paragraph one. The answer for question two will be after that, and et cetera. They're found in order in the passage. The questions are found in order because that's how we find the answers. We circle keywords in the questions and we scan for those keywords. And then the answer is around that, right? But there's more than just one type of question for each passage. So there's going to be two groups of questions, maybe three groups of questions. And we have to focus on each one group individually. Let's say the first group is three multiple choice questions. Those will be found in order in the passage. But then we move to group two, which maybe is true, false, not given. Now, these are usually in order as well. We talk about that nuanced definition in the course. But that doesn't mean that these are found after group one, right? If we're going to a new group of questions, we have to start scanning from the beginning of the passage again. So we start each process over when we get a new group of questions. That's also something I feel like might confuse students who aren't in the Three Keys course.
Definitely. I could see we recently talked about why scores were so low. The average IELTS reading scores were so low last year. And I think this could really be part of that problem is if they're thinking, okay, this next set of questions, I should start where I left off in the passage and continue. No, that's not the way to do it. You're going to miss answers. You're going to waste time.
So much time. And then they'll be spending like so many minutes trying to find this one question. And guys, I just want to remind you that so many Three Keys IELTS students get nines on reading. And this is why the reading test, it's so mechanical. Like you really have to have all these details about what kind of questions are in order, What do I read? What do I not read? How do I find the answer? What am I looking for? It can be very simple, guys, if it's laid out in front of you, like step one, step two, right? And that's what we do in the course. So you're getting a little inside peek today of what you get in Three Keys IELTS. So multiple choice questions are in order. They're found in order in the passage. Now, what about multiple choice? What exactly is the confusion here on the part of the student?
Yeah, so I can see what has tripped up Julia is she's expecting the answers also to be found in order. And that would be way too easy, right? That's really never the case. First of all, some of those answers might not be in the passage at all.
Exactly.
Right?
They're distractors. Like, they're not even in there. One of the key words might be somewhere in the passage, but the whole answer option is not in the passage. That's one of the reasons why it's wrong.
Exactly, right? So you can't expect to find each of these options under the answer options of the multiple choice in order in the passage. And if you do, again, yeah, this would really trip you up if you're looking for each one in order in the passage. Nope, it's just not going to work like that.
Exactly. So that's the deal with multiple choice. Now, just some side strategies here that you need to understand to find the answers is just to define some terms. I said earlier a distractor. So distractors are wrong answers, right? Why do we call them distractors?
Because the IELTS exam, the test writers are intentionally trying to distract you and fool you. Mm-hmm. Something about that answer is in the exam. Something is meant to trip you up. And if you're not either reading closely or looking for keywords specifically, anyone, even native English speakers, could very easily choose a distractor because it looks, something about it makes it really look right.
Exactly. You guys might know that I'm also a materials writer. I write textbooks. I write lots of tests like IELTS. And I love making them so hard. It's so fun. Like, thinking of distractors is so fun, you guys.
That's so evil. I feel bad. Everyone listening, they're like, no, that shouldn't be fun. I hate that.
I was just going to say it's wicked. But it's to say, like, evil and wicked are synonyms, guys. There's some vocab, but it totally is. It's super wicked when it comes to the people taking the test because it's not fair. We're trying so hard to trick you. So if you're getting lessons from people like us on this podcast, we are telling you, these are all the secrets of test writing, right? Know these secrets going in so you have the strategies to not get tricked. That's the whole point.
Thing. When you start recognizing these distractors, when you often you'll see an answer and be like, I see that that's like an exact word from the passage. My radar's up, right? That's a red flag. I doubt it's going to be the exact word. It's going to be a parallel or a synonym. So often, you know, at least as Three Keys IELTS students or as listeners to our podcast, you know to look for those distractors. You know how to recognize them so they don't fool you.
That's a really good point. Yeah. So before we finish up today, guys, let's give you a few more examples of question types that are found in order and not in order. So what are two more question types that are found in order in the passage?
Okay, so first of all, I know, Jessica, I think you mentioned this quickly, but just remember, guys, if you're looking at multiple choice questions, if there are two, those will be in order, right? The first one is going to be first in the passage, and the second multiple choice question will be later in the passage.
Thank you for saying that. Yes, that is another very good point. That doesn't happen a lot, though, guys. I'll tell you that multiple choice questions, there's often just one of them. OK, but if there are two, and it could happen because, again, IELTS wants you to be tricked. They want to make this test difficult. The questions will be found in order. Good point. So what are a couple more question types that are found in order in the passage?
So sentence completion. Those will be in order, as well as short answer questions. Mm-hmm. It's so helpful, I think, to know that whenever you see those, you can sort of take a breath of fresh air and know, okay, these are going to be in order in the passage.
Exactly. So questions that are super difficult, historically the most difficult for students, matching headings to paragraphs and finding information in paragraphs. So if you take a moment to think about this logically, you'll come up with the answer, right? Are these in order or not? They are not in order. That would be way too easy. That would make no sense for these to be in order. But that's also what makes them so hard, because you don't know where to find these answers.
Exactly, right? And this is where strategies are so important.
Exactly.
Because the strategies we teach you in Three Keys IELTS are what give you the, it's the only way that you can complete all of the answers in the time that you have, right? If you know where to find those keywords, like their headings, right? Their topic sentences. So you know they'll be at the beginning and the end of these paragraphs. If you exactly. don't know that, you spend so much time reading the whole paragraph, each paragraph, you just don't have that kind of time.
And then you get the wrong answers, because the distractors for matching headings to paragraphs are often details. And that's the trick. Like, you can see that this detail is in this paragraph, but it's not a heading. It's not a main idea. So it's not an answer. So if you read too much, you will get the wrong answers. Right? It's counterintuitive. If you read a lot, you get the wrong reading answers, but it's true. So guys, if you want to check out the entire Three Keys system, remember that we do guarantee an IELTS score increase, or we pay you back for the course. We'll pay you back that course fee and we'll pay for your exam. This is how 100% confident we are that our strategies work. So check that out, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And remember that this Friday is Black Friday. It's our biggest bundle of the year. It's huge, guys. And this will help you on IELTS. So sign up so you're the first to know when it goes on sale. allearsenglish.com/Black Friday.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. I'm excited for you to get a 9 on reading when you take the IELTS exam. All you need are the strategies.
That's all you need. Easy
That's
peasy.
All you need.
Boom, boom, done. All right, Aubrey. I'll see you in the next episode.
Awesome. Thanks, Jessica. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.